morning. It's time for Catalyst, your weekly show of politics and culture. I'm Lydia Howell, and we're going to have a live conversation with Jordan Morey of the Minnesota chapter of World Can't Wait. Gearing up for national mobilization October 5th, drive out the Bush regime, and more. Don't go away. And good morning. There is so much going on. I tell you, it is hard to keep up when you got fascists in power. And so I don't forget, I want to make sure that the folks out there are paying attention to what's happening in Congress this week before they all get out of recess at the end of the week so they can go and go on the stump to get us to vote for them, whether they represent us or not. They are working on making torture legal retroactively and into the future. A piece of legislation is called the Military Commissions Act of 2006. And despite what you may have heard on CNN and other corporate media and all the deal-making and how our savior, John McCain, and Warner, and what's the other guy, Lincoln Chafee, and all these guys, they made a deal. It's not as bad as it was. Well, that's crap. Because, frankly, habeas corpus, a Latin term for you get to go to court and say, hey, the state is holding me in a cell. I want to know what I'm charged with. That's what habeas corpus is. It is basic. It has existed since 1213 when the Magna Carta was written. Well, this act will destroy that. This act would make it fine for George Bush to detain anybody, anywhere, for as long as he wants, without a trial, without a charge, without being convicted of a crime, indefinitely. It's just a horror. So do not believe the hype. You need to get a hold of Congress, your person in Congress, and tell them you do not support this. It would legalize torture. I am sad to say I forgot to bring my 1-800 number for the Congressional Switchboard, but if you go to the Catalyst page at KFEI.org and look in independent media and links of resistance, it's there. So call your congressperson and call your senator and tell them you do not want them to vote for the Military Commissions Act of 2006. It legalizes torture and it destroys the most basic due process. I mean, I thought it was bad that Bush was taking us past the New Deal, but now it's like all the way to the 13th century. Hello. But we have another response in the House. Jordan Morey is part of the Minnesota chapter of the National Mobilization World Can't Win. The local chapter is called Impeach for Peace. They got a website, impeachforpeace.org. Welcome to KFEI.
Well, thank you for having me. And I don't mean to correct you at all, because I like the phrase "world can't win," because
world can't wait. World can't wait. Sorry.
That's unfortunately what's been happening recently, but we hope to change that soon.
Well, yeah, and the world can't wait, because it just seems to keep getting worse with what this. You know, it's like I said, it's hard to keep up. For those who are not hip to World Can't Wait and its sort of basic vision about intensifying a mobilization against what's going on, you know, give us a basic sense.
Well, sure. The World Can't Wait had its first major protest back in November. And the basic idea is to drive out the Bush regime. That is part of their title. Their name is World Can't Wait, Drive Out the Bush Regime. And that's their basic goal, is just to get rid of the fascism, the lawlessness, the lack of transparency that this administration has been revealing to us over the last, how long has it been now? Geez, 6 years, 5 years?
Oh, I know, it seems much longer, doesn't it?
Yes. And so, you know, the way that they see the best way to do that at this point, given that we don't seem to have control of our congresspeople anymore, they don't seem to be behaving in ways that are consistent with what we want, is to get out in the streets and make our voices heard. On top of doing all the other things that we should be doing, like contacting our congresspeople and voting for the people that actually are going to make the government transparent and accountable to the law. Because it's really basic what we're looking for, that we want people to be held to the law. I mean, it seems odd that this should be something we should even have to debate. But it
doesn't
is
it? Yeah. Doesn't it? Well, and I think, you know, one of the aspects of this bill that I was mentioning that, you know, they're going to try to shove through before they go home at the end of the week to go campaign, you know, it retroactively sort of says to any of the personnel, U.S. military, CIA, private contractors, whoever those are, Blackwater Security, who brutalized people, torturing them at Abu Ghraib or elsewhere in the other prisons where people are being detained, or actually kills them, you know, retroactively, they can't, again, cannot be held for any crime, nor can't supposedly the Bush administration be held for violating international law and, you know, petty things like the Geneva Convention.
I think it's really important that we frame this activity that they're doing right now in the right light. I mean, this is Bush running for his life. He is scared out of his shoes. I mean, the thing is that when Gonzalez wrote...
Albert Gonzalez, the Attorney General of the United States, just to remind people.
Yeah, when he was advising the president in the past, he was advising him that all he had to do was call the people he picked up in Afghanistan, enemy combatants, and that he could torture them and not be held under the Geneva Convention. And so he wouldn't be held guilty of war crimes is essentially what they were trying to avoid, because the Geneva Conventions are the law of the land here in the United States. We ratified that convention. And what happened is the federal court, the U.S. Supreme Court, I should say, actually ruled that those inmates had to be held to had to be treated according to the Geneva Convention. And once that happened and little Gonzalez's little trick didn't work, Bush realized, and the whole Bush administration realized, that at this point, they could be held guilty of a war crime and be sent to jail for who knows how long. And so they're backpedaling hard because they realize if they don't get Congress to give them a get-out-of-jail-free card is really what they're doing, is they're passing something that says, you know those crimes you committed? Well, we're going to pass a law that says retroactively you didn't commit those crimes, which is obviously bogus, but it's the best thing he can do right now, or it's the only thing he can think of to try to avoid war crimes.
So you're saying actually, well, of course we have to fight this bill.
Sure.
In a way, we can take some heart from... This is an act of desperation on the Bush administration's part,
right?
Which is kind of encouraging to think that perhaps we've got them in the beginning of being on the run.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've heard through various sources, and who knows how accurate these sources are, but according to apparently some anonymous sources in the Bush administration, they're bracing for impeachment. That's what they're worried about. And they should be, because if we get people into office after these November elections that support impeachment, well, they're probably going to be impeached. And it looks like we're, I mean, the Democrats might take office. Not that I'm putting my hopes on the Democrats. In fact, my organization, the local chapter of the World Can't Wait, Impeach for Peace, we support any candidate that supports impeachment, regardless of their party affiliation. In fact, if you go on our website where we actually list the candidates that we're supporting, the first one that's listed is a Republican. Because there is a Republican out of Vermont right now. I think his name is Dennis Morisseau. And he is currently running, he's a Republican, and he's running on a platform of impeaching Bush. And he's running on a platform that the military needs to arrest Bush if Bush attacks Iran without the congressional resolution, a war resolution. If he does that, because it's the Constitution says he needs to get an okay from the Congress, but he doesn't seem willing to do that in general.
Well, and to be real about it, Congress doesn't seem willing to exercise their constitutionally mandated responsibility and authority that they're supposed to pass a war resolution. What a lot of people that still support what's going on don't seem to get is Congress never passed a war resolution. They said what they passed was, oh, we'll let the president do whatever he wants.
Right.
I mean, that is, you know, Congress is failing in their responsibilities here to, I mean, we're supposed to have three branches of government, all that checks and balances stuff that we all learned in our senior year government class in high school.
But
I think, you know, I want to underscore, because I think it sort of underscores the necessity of this October 5th national mobilization. Mm-hmm. And that is, without, you know, strong social movements exercising steady pressure, most politicians aren't going to represent the people's interest. I say most because there's definitely people in office even now that I personally admire, like John Conyers, sure. who basically has been one of the few people in Congress to talk about impeachment.
Right, and John Conyers is one of the people that we're definitely supporting through our different efforts, one of which we'll talk about in a bit here, the do-it-yourself impeachment. So,
I want to sort of bring a little personal thing into this because... stuff I was watching on C-SPAN this weekend. I watched a talk given by the author whose name I can't remember now, guy with a new book out called Mission Rejected, and I can't remember the author's name. Mission Rejected is the book, and it's all talking to U.S. military folks who are refusing to return for another round, another tour in Iraq, or refusing to go to Iraq at all. And a lot of the people, you know, at his book talk, we're asking, you know, why are people so apathetic? Why can't we get the kind of movement going we want? Right. So I think it's great to know what mobilizes an, you know, an individual person. You know, what got you involved in ImpeachForPeace.org?
Sure. Well, you know, after I was done with college, which is a number of years ago now, you know, I wasn't terribly political at the time. I was, you know, I'd still probably have defined myself as a left-leaning, but I was watching a lot of TV, you know, as a lot of people do, and what I did is, because the TV for me was an obsession, like it is for a lot of people, I'm sure. I watch way too much of it, and I realized that if I didn't watch TV, I'd probably have a much more interesting life. And so I literally at one point just decided I'd had enough of a boring life, or whatever you want to call it, and I just grabbed my TV and I put it in the closet. And I haven't taken it out since. And ever since that, I have lots of people telling me they don't even recognize me anymore. My own mom's just is continuously amazed. Why, you know, she doesn't know where it came from. She's like, nobody else in our family is political. Why are you political? And my only answer is, well, I don't have a TV in front of me anymore. And so I don't have the, you know, the four or five major media dangling a piece of candy in front of my face and distracting me. Instead, what I do is I actually like find out things that I'm interested in on my own on the internet. And over time, that got me so radicalized and so angry at what I then learned once I had my head out of, let's say, the sand, that, you know, I couldn't help it. It's not like something I can even take credit for, because once you actually find out what's going on, you don't have a choice but to get involved, because you realize the cliff we're heading towards. You realize that we're spending $2 billion a day to float this economy. This economy is not a good economy. You can't call it. President Bush would like to think so, but if you're borrowing $2 billion a day from the international community just to keep your economy afloat, what does that mean eventually? If you in your own personal life were borrowing a ton of money just to live every day, eventually the bank is going to call in that. They're going to say, we're not going to loan you out any more money. And eventually the world community is going to say, you know, we don't think your economy can, you know, you're too much in debt. And what's going to happen then? Well, we're going to...
Well, and also, the rest of the world gets mad enough at the continued unilateral military aggression. Why would they want to loan us money?
Right, exactly.
I want to remind people, there's a national mobilization Thursday, October 5th. And here in Minneapolis, it'll be Thursday, October 5th, 11:30 a.m., new federal building, downtown Minneapolis, behind City Hall at 3rd Avenue and 4th Street, downtown Minneapolis. Let's take a brief musical break, and we will return with Jordan Morey of Impeach for Peace.
We'll get rid of the dictator, rebuild your country, make sure all your kids go to school. We'll clean up the cities, get the sewage plants running, institute parliamentary rule. We'll bring you autonomy, senators and judges, and a shiny new blue banner. We'll bring you pride and prosperity, food in your bellies, and every home a phone, fax, and scanner. After we torture our prisoners, we'll bring you decades of peace, spiritual release, free religious expression. You can say what you want in the papers you run, we'll never force a confession. After we torture our prisoners, of my neighbors, when you say that might makes right, when you say you're looking for terrorists in their bedrooms late at night. When you torture my brother at gunpoint, on his head a canvas sack. All I can say to you, soldier, is you'd best watch your back. I will fight for my country. I'll defend this land. I'll stare at the whites of your soldier's eyes with this Kalashnikov in my hand. With this Kalashnikov in my hand.
Yeah. See, I'm a fight for my country, though I hate the war, but I deplore even more when they take me for. Think about where you live, how your difficulty be when the bombs start falling in the middle of the street. And it's difficult to see what side to choose. Another lies they use can't hide the truth. White lies from these white guys in the White House. Might as well wear white sheets while they wipe out. I mean, white out all opposition and bomb color people into submission. He's got a Bible, he's down with Jesus Christ. He likes blacks, just ask for the least of rights. It's all evil lies in a weak disguise. See the signs, read in between the lines. You wanna save America, I'll bring your support. Arrest the president, I'll bring him to court. Charge him and his puppeteers of war crime. And start paying your reparations of all kinds. You think what I'm telling you to do is extreme, but if you live in Fallujah, it'd be a beautiful dream. So I hold my tears and my hopes and fears when you bomb our country and attack our town. Don't be surprised when the whole world cheers to see another Black Hawk down.
And again, Thursday, October 5th, the world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. Downtown Minneapolis, new federal building behind City Hall, 11:30 a.m., About 1:30, there'll be a march down Hennepin Avenue to Loring Park and a concert and rally from 3 p.m. to 6.
The rivers will flow into the Charles and the Rio Bravo. The new dumps will widen and the forests will burn until the time comes when we finally learn. Neo-lib, neo-con stands only for death. Whichever face he has on, we will build a new world and set us all free. Once we drive the whole lot of them right out of D.C. Whoever wins in November.
And a little kind of collage of three songs from David Rovick's new album, For the Moment. You heard After We Torture Our Prisoners, Fallujah, and Whoever Wins in November. I'm Lydia Howe. You're listening to Catalyst. And live in the house, we've got Jodan Morey of the Minnesota chapter of World Can't Wait. The local chapter is called Impeach for Peace, gearing up for October 5th and a national mobilization. One of the coolest and most exciting things about Impeach for Peace and what you're doing is the way you guys have taken on impeachment, and you've come up with a thing that is totally thrilling called do-it-yourself impeachment. Please explain how we can do that.
Sure, no problem.
I just had to hear the words do-it-yourself impeachment and I got all excited.
Well, you know, I think that's because it's a very empowering idea that we actually could as individuals do something regarding impeachment. And most people imagine we can't. They imagine all that power lies in the hands of people that, you know, are representatives and things like this. But the way that impeachment came about is Jefferson, a long time ago, wrote something called the Jefferson Manual and put it into the House rules, the rules that govern the House of Representatives. And that manual has been updated continuously over the years, and even this Congress, 109th is the one we're currently in, they've ratified it, and it has been changed and updated all throughout, up through Nixon and beyond. And the thing about this document is that it puts forth the different ways in which a president or any official, federal official, can be impeached. And that's important because we actually have a mandate to continue on impeaching anybody else who doesn't follow the rules. But currently we're aiming at Bush. And so the thing is that one of the methods listed in there is something called a memorial. And what a memorial is an individual can send in a document, a memorial that indicates what the laws that have been broken, or what the impeachable offenses are, I should say, because you don't actually need to break a law for it to be an impeachable offense. But regardless, you send in this document as an individual, and as a result of that document, an official can be impeached. In fact, it was done. It's been done historically. We've forgotten how to do it because, as a society, apparently we haven't had enough impeachable presidents. That's
who,
not true.
Who was it done to historically? This was, you're saying historically there were people, the impeachment was initiated by ordinary citizens?
Yep. Back in 1830, a gentleman named Luke Edward Lawless sent in one memorial, just one, into the House of Representatives, and it was successful in impeaching Judge Peck, James Peck. And I mean, I have the history in my.
It worked.
It worked. The guy got impeached. Now he didn't get removed on a technicality; they didn't quite get the votes, but he was impeached. And so this has precedent. We know it works. It's been used before. It can be used again. I think the reason that for some reason we don't know about this rule right now is that it doesn't empower anybody except we the people. And in the way the society works right now, unless it empowers a corporation, unless it empowers representatives either at the state or federal level, we don't hear about it because the people who communicate to us have no reason to inform us because it doesn't empower them. So it has to be grassroots efforts like the ones that we're doing through this research and finding this do-it-yourself impeachment. That's the only way this thing gets found out about. And I'm having a very difficult time getting the message out because the media doesn't want to cover it. Thank goodness for you. But the normal, quote-unquote, media doesn't want to cover it because it doesn't empower them. It empowers the people.
So the way do-it-yourself impeachment would work is that any individual could write up the reasons that they feel that George Bush and please Dick Cheney too, the reasons that they have the impeachable offenses they committed and call for impeachment. But who do you send it to?
Well, we've actually made it a little bit easier than even that. What we've done is we took, or I took the memorial that pardon me, that Luke Edward Lawless sent in, and I used it as a template, and I actually changed the names and dates. And what I did is I found, thanks to ImpeachBush.tv, I found some impeachable offenses that some lawyers had actually spent time working up, the ones that are probably the most likely to be used
as
impeachable offenses.
Well, there's 8 or 14, or the two numbers in my mind. There's a new book. The Center for Constitutional Rights just came out with a new book that lays it out.
Right.
Now, I haven't had the chance to see that yet and to find out, is it written in a way that non-lawyer people can understand. I mean, I sometimes joke, I'm not a lawyer, I just play one on the radio sometimes, but there's just can be no doubt. I mean, George W. Bush makes Richard Nixon look like Watergate was, you know, shoplifting or something.
Right.
You know, I mean, it just goes on and on.
The list is incredibly long. I mean, and it's on our website. We would take all our 2 hours to go into that. And I don't mind going into some of them.
Name at least two or three
reasons
that we've got, anybody could see is a legitimate reason to call at least for the investigation towards impeachment.
Right. There's three real obvious ones off the top of my head just because federal courts have found him guilty of these things. And so, you know, it's just obvious that he's guilty. We've got the torture, which he was found guilty as far as not following the Geneva Conventions. That's the Supreme Court one that now he's trying to get out of jail free card from Congress about. Let's see, we've got the Padilla case, and that's the American citizen that he held indefinitely until finally they said that he could no longer hold him.
Except he's still holding him.
I haven't followed that recently.
He's not been released yet.
Right, but they did have to charge him with an actual crime, which is a step forward. and you know, he can have lawyers and this kind of thing. At least now they're having to follow some kind of due process. But regardless of whether they're doing that now, they still broke the law previously.
By holding him for 4 years without any kind of charge even.
Exactly. And then I'm trying to remember the other one that he was...
How about lying to Congress? I mean, that's the one that often seems to get these people. Not what they did, but the fact that they lied about what they did.
Right.
Seems like I remember with Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Right. That's what they supposedly were able to impeach him on.
And he didn't even lie to Congress.
So, you know, I would think with this new you know, with now more and more evidence coming out that we were lied into this war, that might be impeachable.
Right. And
not lying to us, unfortunately, but lying to Congress.
On our website, you can find hundreds and hundreds of pages, literally, of evidence that we've compiled on our website of crimes that he's done. And it's only a smidgen. He comes out with new crimes every day. We can't keep up with it. I mean, to be honest, I was doing it like every day. I was working on it, and it just got too much for me. And I stopped because I figured, you know what? At this point, we've got enough reasons why. We need to move the discussion in society from why to how. Because if people don't understand why yet, they just need to get their heads out of the sand. Because
turn the TV off like you did.
Exactly, exactly.
Again, to find this do-it-yourself impeachment, that's at impeachforpeace.org?
That's right, impeachforpeace.org. And again, we've actually put the laws he broke on the document already. So you can certainly add your own if you want and send in your own evidence. That's all. Again, this is completely empowering to the person. If they want to add to it, change it, feel free. We don't mind because it's all about hitting this at different angles. The death of a thousand cuts. We need to send a ton of these in, and we've already had like 175,000 downloads of this document already. So it is starting to really grow on a grassroots level, but we need to kick it up a notch.
And again, what's coming up in terms of this event, Thursday, October 5th, in at least 25 cities that I've sort of seen, including ours, people are mobilizing. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. Can you just briefly talk about this event? It starts at 11:30 at the new federal building right behind City Hall, downtown Minneapolis. And then there's a march around 1:30-ish, and talk a little bit about this concert and rally, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Loring. I mean, this is a whole day of it, folks.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we're really looking forward to it. We've been planning it for a long time. 11:30 a.m., we're going to be at the federal building with speakers and a rally there.
Great way to spend a lunch break.
Exactly. And we're going to be marching down 3rd Avenue and Hennepin right to the Loring Park. And then when we get to Loring Park, we're going to have a blast. We're going to have a musical concert.
Mention some of the artists that are going to be at the concert,
sure.
3 p.m. Loring Park,
sure.
October 5th.
Yeah, I don't have the list in front of me, but off the top of my head, I believe it's Voice is one of them. Donald Henley.
Papa John Colstead.
Yep, exactly. We've got Harsh Reality. They're kind of a heavy metal band. And I know I'm missing one, but...
If people go to impeachforpeace.org, they can get all the details. Jordan Morey of ImpeachForPeace.org, Minnesota chapter of the World Can't Wait. It's been great having you on this show, and it really is time to take protest to the next level.
Yes.
I'm always afraid in election season that all our political activity gets kind of channeled into that alone. Well, folks, you've listened to another edition of Catalyst. I'm Lydia Howell. There's always more stuff than I can ever tell you about in 30 minutes. Be sure to check the Catalyst page at KFEI.org. Click on the program grid and then click on Catalyst. It'll take you there. I've just started a blog at myspace.com. It's blog.myspace.com/Lydia Howell. All that's on the page. We're going to go out with Patti Smith. And until we meet again, always remember, the people, united, can never be defeated. See you on October 5th, 11:30, downtown Minneapolis at the new federal building. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime.